Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in, time for Daily Editorial. We continue to fight the good fight, and I'm very proud of that. For those of you who are listening to this podcast in my area, which would be north of Bellingham and Semiahmoo, I will see you tonight at the Republican committee meeting, which will be at 6 p.m., and I'm sure that all the Republicans who are listening have gotten a notice of that from the party. Having said that, we are not being representative on the federal level very effectively because of Nancy Pelosi at the January 6th panel investigating the January 6th event. Jim, I'm going to ask you to elaborate on that if you would.
Yeah, so back when the House established this committee, Nancy Pelosi appointed Betty Thompson, Democrat from Mississippi, to be the chairman. And of course, whenever you do a supposed bipartisan committee, then the minority leader selects his members of the committee. However, Kevin McCarthy, the minority GOP leader, had named Jim Jordan and I believe two Republicans that that were actually strong in leadership. And Jim Banks of Indiana, Jim Jordan of Ohio. However, Nancy Pelosi would not accept them on the committee and appointed Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, both staunch anti-Trumpers, and both have been very antagonistic and claiming conspiracy with the Trump administration in order to support the actual violence on January 6th. Now, there's more and more evidence coming out that absolutely is a false narrative and a lie. However, the Democratic leadership in the entire DNC, and specifically in the House and the Senate, are shaping these hearings and going public tonight with the hearings in prime time in order to paint a narrative that there was some sort of conspiracy. Of course, this is tantamount to the Mueller hearings, or potentially the Ukrainian telephone call between Trump and Zelensky that caused the first impeachment. So what we have is a political theater. It's actually more attuned to a communist propaganda Stalin-esque show trial attempting to shape a narrative for the American people prior to the November elections and prior to the 2024 elections in order to keep Donald Trump from running again.
Yeah. Well, I'm very sorry that I have to say this, but I have to say that Nancy Pelosi is doing a very, very good job at controlling the narrative right now. I just wish that we could get to be a little more aggressive, Jim. What's going on?
Well, I think the Democrats have mainstream corporate media in their pockets. And, they are New York Times, Washington Post, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN are actively, very actively supporting the agendas that are being pushed by the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's separating them from much of the population because people are beginning to they're beginning to question what the heck is going on. At least the people in the middle, those, unaffiliated, nonpartisan independent voters that are wondering what the heck is going on. I'm paying $7 bucks a gallon for gas. We're seeing massive border influx. And these guys keep coming up with these show trials and what the heck is going on. So I think it's not resonating as strongly as it should. However, they still have the influence in these major urban demographic areas in some of these states that actually will not look objectively at the facts.
I guess the question I have is, it seems to me that there's only one thing that the Democrats are missing right now. They really are going to have to beef up Joe Biden and make him appear to be a much, much stronger president. Forget about the economy, et cetera, et cetera. He is the only person I think, who could probably control the election at this point in time. What's your opinion on that, Jim?
I don't think Joe Biden's controlling anything. I think Joe Biden is being controlled. I think he's
I think you misunderstood me, Jim. I realize he's being controlled, but the fact of the matter is, I think that he's the only Democrat who can actually win the presidency at this moment in time.
Well, okay. I don't think he could win it. I don't think he won it actually legitimately in 2020. So
I didn't say, Jim, I never used.
I understand what you're saying, Alan. Here's my point. I don't think he may be the best possible candidate for them, but I don't think he can win. And I don't think Democrats have an alternative candidate that would stand up to win. I think that was your point. He's the best option that they've got right now. The problem is, as I've said before, Joe Biden is not managing or doing anything effectively now. He is being controlled by a number of very influential former Obama position leaders in the Democratic Party in order to shape America very rapidly, as quickly as he can, using propaganda media, using the tools of influence against popular opinion in order to achieve their political outcomes of power. And I think that is exactly what's happening right now. And I don't think Joe Biden's managing it at all. And I don't think he's going to be able to. I think he's going to actually fail miserably because he will not get smarter. He's not going to get more decisive. And if he does make decisions, they're usually in the wrong direction, like the pull out of Afghanistan. And I think that what they're facing is an incredible dilemma with the electorate, so that in order to do it, they've got to continue to lie and cheat. And it's becoming so apparent that even the average person is just going, what the heck is going on? That's what I'm beginning to see. And you're right, they're shaping things. Last night they had Biden on Jimmy Kimmel, who's like throwing him softballs, not asking questions, actually supporting. And he said, Joe Biden in some part of the conversation said, well, we've got to stop this. We're undermining democracy. It's like, wait a second. Who's the one that's ignoring the court? Who's the one that's allowing people to break the law to come into the United States? Who's the one that's putting a regulatory environment so strongly onto the oil and gas industry that we can't become an independent producer again in just a matter of a year and a half? And those facts are true, but they are spinning it to sound like it's somehow the Republicans. And I think people are just tired of it. They're just tired of it.
Yeah, they are tired of it. But the fact of the matter is, we have a number of challenges ahead of us. The first challenge is we very definitely have to provide a much, much stronger defense against what I'm seeing is a very effective Democratic offense. I will say that we have to be stronger. I would hope that would happen. I'll get a pretty good idea tonight when I attend the Republican committee meeting here in our area. And I will report on that tomorrow in terms of the daily editorial that Jim and I will do on Friday. So it sounds to me like Joe Biden's appearance on Jimmy Kimmel last night was probably a win for the Democrats. Am I correct in that?
Well, I don't think so, because in the end, I think that Joe Biden, he didn't fumble too seriously, but he did make some statements that were very divisive. And he did continue to lie in a narrative that is picked up by leftist media.
Yeah.
So, it's to say that he's done the best in the economy the Americans ever had is just insanely wrong. There's no facts to support that.
No,
at all.
I realize that.
And to say that, they have control and the Republicans are the problem. Look, it has nothing to do with Republicans or Democrats. It has to do with the Constitution. It has to do with this nation. It has to do with protecting the sovereignty of our borders. It has to do with protecting against China influence. It has to do with protecting our interests here and stopping the violence in the streets that they have been perpetuating through divisive rhetoric on race and status. On economic status.
Yeah.
They're creating these problems and then blaming it on the opposition. And people, I don't think, look, you said we've got to be better in our defense, and I absolutely disagree with that for this reason. Republicans are always on the defense. If you're on the defense, you've already lost. You have to be on the offense.
That's what I'm saying, Jim. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I'm just, you know, just highlighting the point here. Got to get bold and step up and call these people out. Smile and ignore the rhetoric from the left. As I said yesterday, you know, we've got to quit kowtowing to what the Washington Post and the New York Times is. And Ron DeSantis did a fantastic job with that when the Washington Post put out a hit piece on his communications director yesterday. And he came out and he says, you know, we're not listening to you anymore. You're just a political hit job, basically summarized. It's like it's just, you're wasting your time. We don't care anymore. Yeah. As his state is doing phenomenally well, as he is the number one in international foreign tourism, is his number one. He's got a $20 billion surplus in his budget. As he's passing laws that bring back legitimacy to both law enforcement and education, and going against these corporate ideologues that are pushing, you know, gender identity in his schools.
Right.
He's doing a wonderful job. And he's saying, forget it. And that's what the whole nation has to do. And I'm glad to see him beginning this process so others wake up and say, quit. You know, just I'm not going to listen to you anymore, Jimmy Kimmel. I'm not going to listen to you anymore, Don Lemon on CNN, and some of these idiots, Brian Stelter, who actually come out and are absolute mouthpieces for the Democratic Party.
Yeah, well, let's see what happens. I don't like the way this battle is going right now, personally, Jimmy, and that I am in no way disagreeing with you. I'm just saying we have to get stronger. We have to get on the offense. We have to be better organized. That's not disagreeing with you, McKinney. That is saying I
agree. No, I'm just saying. I know you're not disagreeing. I know we generally are the same idea here at all. I'm just using the point to highlight what really we need to do. And and again, the center of gravity, that center point that's shaping America right now, is corporate media that has an agenda that is pushing, that is really, really undermining legitimacy of this nation.
Well, of course, I agree 1,000% on that. Jim and I will be back tomorrow morning. I'll have a report on my impression of the Republican committee meeting this afternoon, or this evening, I guess I should say. You guys have a great day.
Find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics.